All right, back at it. It's been a while, but I'm going to get back to making videos. And what I wanted to start off with is what I've noticed over the past few months is kind of a coordinated effort to tell people like me or anybody who's criticizing the way the cattle market operates or beef market operates, there's just a coordinated effort to tell us to shut the hell up, really. And where it comes from is a lot of it is coming out of this magazine right here, Drover's Magazine. They're put out by Farm Journal. They send it out to pretty much anybody who's ever looked at a cow. They send it out for free, so they send it out to as many people as they can to get their numbers up. And it's just filled with a lot of BS. And really, the first one, the one that kind of got a lot of other people talking is this, The Enemy Within Our Industry. And it's by Don Schiffelbein, or something like that. And he is the NCBA president. And he believes, what it pretty much says, is that anyone who criticizes beef packers is an enemy within the industry. If you criticize market transparency, if you've criticized the fact that right now there are record amounts of foreign meat coming in, beef coming into this country, and getting a product of the USA label put on it, and consumers are buying it, thinking it's a product of the USA. If you criticize that, enemy within the industry. The other topic was checkoff funds. If you criticize how checkoff funds are being used, which the Don is the president of the NCBA. The NCBA receives the vast majority of the beef checkoff funds, between $70 and $80 million. And if you criticize how those funds are being used, enemy within the industry. It's kind of as if the beef packers got together and said, what do we want to tell people that raise cattle? And they gave it to this guy to tell them, and he puts it down in his gee golly whiz Minnesotan accent. And it seems like, he seems like a really friendly guy. But what this article is just telling people like me, RCAF, U.S. cattlemen, anyone who criticizes how things are currently going or how they've been going the last few years, just to shut up. And the other really good example is one that just blatantly says this, by Neville Spear, who's an independent consultant. He says, stop saying that. Now, independent consultant, I don't know how independent he is, because everything he writes for this Drover's Magazine all the time, and it's all, pretty much what the beef packers would want to tell a cattleman. He just says it. He's got another one in there that says imports are actually good. Imports are creating value. Forget everything you know about, supply and demand. The increased supply of beef in this country created by imports is good for cattlemen. This one here, stop saying that. You can no longer say the market is broken. You need to stop saying that, because the market's not broken and it's working just like it should. Now that beef packer margins are down back to a reasonable level, and they don't have a good excuse, and they're also scared to death of these new regulations that are being voted on in the Senate and coming down, they want you to think that everything's back to normal and just quit. Just forget about everything that's went on these last 7 years. The worst thing I think I read, well, I don't know if it's the worst, those are pretty bad, but one that really got me going kind of is this, the editor of this magazine, Greg Henderson. He writes, in Packing Plants, Fool's Gold, he writes, cattle producers worked themselves into a frenzy over U.S. packer capacity since the Tyson temporarily shuttered a giant plant 3 years ago. Now, I'm old enough to remember 2019, and what happened was cattlemen did work themselves into a frenzy because they lost their ass. And to put it that way just seems so condescending and arrogant, and just to forget, not to, just has no empathy to the people who lost so much money over that span of months after that fire in 2019, and it was for absolutely no reason. It was simply because the packers manipulated the market, because they have a stranglehold on the industry. Four packers control 85% of the industry, and they manipulated that market, and cattle producers went broke, went out of business, and just lost millions of dollars during that time, and he wants to make it off. Well, you just worked yourself into a frenzy over nothing. And so what, when these things come across, you know, your social media or whatever, it's pretty easy just to be like, well, there's another one. But when you stack it all together, and these are just a few, there's more. I mean, it's every issue of this magazine, and it's other magazines, Beef Magazine. And it's when you put them all together, it's just a pretty blatantly obvious, just coordinated propaganda campaign to get cattlemen to shut up and just keep on with the status quo. And another article that I read that had some really good points in it was in a Northern Ag. It was written by Brett Crosby, and he's a Wyoming rancher. And he wrote that according to U.S. Ag Census data, in the past 20 years, the U.S. has lost 75% of all their feedlots. And that's not feedlot capacity, that's just feedlot owners. The smaller feedlots, 75% of them, of the total, have went out of business, just quit doing business in the past 20 years. And, you know, my dad, he fed cattle, he's one of them. We don't feed cattle anymore, we just do cow-calf. And the other stat that he had in there was in every year the U.S. loses 1,200 cow-calf producers and backgrounders. Every year 1,200 of them are going out of business. And what that is doing, it's just making the big guys bigger and removing the small guys out of the market. And the reason is because the market's just being manipulated. And this is what the corporate packers want. They just want to deal with fewer people. They want it all to be concentrated. And so those are the points I really think, you know, you're not going to find them in Drover's Magazine or very many places, but I think that's what people really need to realize, and not this other thing that's telling you to be quiet, shut up, don't worry about country of origin labeling or anything else. And I think it's important to also know who's funding, you know, these organizations that are truly, you know, NCBA and this magazine that's putting out this stuff. You want to talk about enemy within the industry. That's who it is. And I think it's important to know who's funding it. This is a back cover of that magazine. Your beef checkoff dollars. If you sold cattle, this is an ad in Drover's Magazine. And if you sold cattle anytime, you're getting checkoff money taken out of your checks. And that's going to fund this propaganda campaign. That ad costs, according to their media kit, costs between, I think, $12,000 and $14,000 for a full-page ad in their magazine. So, that's what everybody needs to remember. I am going to keep at it. I'm going to try and make a lot more videos, and not just me talking, but some really trying to get out there and showing people what's going on, and not from a corporate paid-for propaganda campaign point of view, but more from just a real person's point of view. And so please share it, subscribe, all that stuff, and adios.